Did the world's largest country just steal Donald Trump's Bitcoin plan? Russia is now quietly making a move as their leader, Putin, has announced something very, very close to what Donald Trump's team has announced. Let's not forget, this isn't new for Russia as they've been making moves into Bitcoin for quite some time now. They recently approved Bitcoin mining earlier this year, and they're now experimenting with Bitcoin for cross-border transactions. But they've been making plenty of other moves when it comes to Bitcoin. And since they've had their $600 billion worth of sanctions, they've now been hinting at using Bitcoin to avoid those sanctions. So we're going to dive into all of this, but let's start with the recent leak of Russia proposing a Bitcoin strategic reserve. So after Donald Trump and his team have announced that they're going to plan on doing a Bitcoin strategic reserve here in the United States, Russia and its leaders have a real fishy timing thing here where they are submitting for Russia to use Bitcoin as a strategic reserve asset. So it all came out based on a leak, based on what Donald Trump has revealed as for a huge price prediction for what Donald Trump is calling here, where obviously it's hit 100K here fairly recently, but they're lining it all out when they have started to see this giant increase in what has seen the price appreciation of Bitcoin. And so they've seen it for a bunch of different countries here start to line up. And then they also are doing it shortly after in July when Donald Trump had promised the creation of a strategic national Bitcoin reserve and predicted that Bitcoin can eclipse gold's $16 trillion market cap. So Russia had been previously very anti-Bitcoin, even outlawing its mining and everything along those lines. But now, after Donald Trump has been utilizing Bitcoin as a strategic reserve or proposing to utilize Bitcoin as a strategic reserve, Russia's been very friendly to it. They've made a big play into mining as well, as Russia is a very energy-dense country. You know, it's part of the BRICS nations. The BRICS nations all have a lot of access to oil. They have a lot of, you know, inhabitable land in Russia as well. They can use a lot of things like, you know, the weather and the climate to, you know, obtain some of that natural energy. So Russia has also had a big mining imports of 20K Bitcoin rigs, the largest to ever batch in. So Russia has been heavily, heavily investing into Bitcoin mining as a way to subsidize energy and energy markets across the entire country. So not only that, they're proposing a strategic reserve. They're going all in on mining, where it is the biggest mining operation in the world. They want to compete with the United States when it comes to mining and the mining operations here in the globe. And on top of that, you know, they've proposed this Bitcoin strategic reserve to mitigate geopolitical risks. So big things that have happened in Russia here fairly recently is that Russia invaded the Ukraine. We all know that this has occurred, and this is something that's been going on for quite some time. But another thing that came from that is that the U.S. tried to put on a bunch of sanctions onto Russia and Russian oil, Russian products, all these different things. Now, sanctions don't necessarily work 100% of the time, but these are things that can be enforced and can sway other countries from participating in trade with Russia. So these kind of help use Bitcoin as an alternative in the state reserves like the U.S., and that Bitcoin is considered a decentralized and secure asset that is immune to geopolitical pressures. So it's very interesting that these are the reasonings why that Russia is lining out to have this strategic reserve here, is that not only do they see it as the best asset, but also because it's decentralized and because it is immune to geopolitical pressures. So it's also you know, kind of gone forward in that digital assets challenge, as, you know, we kind of lined out here earlier. The sanctions that Russia got placed on it by the United States has forced Russia to consider making international trade utilizing Bitcoin. And so there's new laws that are promoted stabilizing the cryptocurrency sector in Russia. Energy companies have seen the benefit of this. And these new laws allow for more mining, validating, and then also there's, you know, now allows businesses and individual entrepreneurs to register with the Ministry of Digital Development to undertake more crypto mining facilities. So Russia is going all in on everything Bitcoin. They're investing into mining. They're looking at strategic reserves. They're allowing businesses now to operate and continue into the Bitcoin sector and continue the push, all because of Donald Trump and his strategic reserve. Initially, Russia was just using Bitcoin as a ploy to utilize a bunch of the energy and the abundance of cheap energy that Russia has access to. But on top of that, now they are declaring, they made another big move, which I think is actually kind of curious here. They've declared that Bitcoin and crypto is property in Russia. So I had a live stream here recently of another major country who did the same thing. And so if you don't remember that, it was China. Shanghai court had said that crypto ownership and Bitcoin is considered personal property in the country of China. So all these geopolitical events, all these countries are taking notice of what is going around the entire globe. So the United States announces a strategic reserve. What happens after that? Brazil, Russia, Poland, all these other countries across the globe start to get presidential candidates or proposals to have a Bitcoin strategic reserve. So Russia is just another cog to fall in all of this. And the biggest thing I think for all of this is some of the reasonings that they lined out here initially in this report, which we saw, right? Is it, you know, it's immune to geopolitical pressures. And so what did we line out here earlier is that Russia had massive amounts of sanctions going on. And so Russia was reported to try to use Bitcoin to get around sanctions to conduct international trade. So what kind of cogs are falling here? What are the tidal wave that we are seeing coming forward towards the Bitcoin market? We're seeing Bitcoin being used in international trade. We're seeing traditional finance get in with ETFs. We're seeing governments look at Bitcoin as strategic reserve. And we're seeing governments looking at subsidizing energy markets by utilizing Bitcoin mining. Four giant cogs to fall here in 2025 and start to move forward in a very positive direction for Bitcoin. And I think the most interesting aspect of all of this is that Russia has been utilizing this, or has been considered utilizing Bitcoin and crypto to get around the sanctions. Look, that doesn't necessarily help with a lot of the Bitcoin marketing aspect of everything, right? It's because the way it's being marketed is it's using Bitcoin and crypto to evade any sort of sanction. So what are those implications? So it seems like it's a negative effect, a big piece of FUD that they've been using previously to go against Bitcoin is that Bitcoin is for criminals. Bitcoin is for everybody dealing drugs and everything like that. And so marketing that they're looking into using Bitcoin to get around sanctions is not the best aspect of things, right? Unfortunately, I've got an article that's behind a paywall from freaking Bloomberg, but the title of this article, if you guys can see, is Bitcoin Reserve could be the biggest crypto scam yet. So even with all the positives that we're seeing in the Bitcoin market, a lot of people are going to try to use this and try to go at Trump's presidency and everything along those lines, you know, presidencies across the globe, to use this as some sort of FUD to go at Bitcoin. Now, I don't necessarily think that this will hold any weight, right? I mean, we're seeing more positive articles opposed to negative when it comes to Trump's strategic Bitcoin reserve. And, you know, simply like this one, right? Like, how will it work? So the federal law, as I stated, you know, earlier here, let's just kind of reverse it and talk a little bit about what America has proposed. Purchasing 200,000 Bitcoin per year for the next 5 years, which would get up to 1 million coins, which would represent 5% of the total global supply of Bitcoin, which is not necessarily, you know, or which would be true by the time we ended up being able to scoop all these coins, right? Because there's the fixed supply of 21 million. And that is, you know, how that is the beauty of Bitcoin and how we would, you know, move things in the positive direction for this Bitcoin strategic reserve. But like I stated before, all these other countries are looking at, okay, you know, we've seen Bitcoin since Donald Trump has been elected, this the month of November shot up nearly 40%. You know, Trump is proposing all of these Bitcoin strategic reserves policies. We're seeing companies now being forced to vote on whether or not Bitcoin should be used as a reserve asset. And other countries are starting to take notice. So let's review some of the things that we have gone over here today. As you know, Russia now is looking at that, seeing that the United States is proposing this strategic reserve. And, you know, we have this, you know, government official in Russia pleading to the government, pleading to them that they assess the feasibility of creating a strategic Bitcoin reserve in Russia, and as well as the state's reserve in traditional currency. They're pleading to them, hey, why don't you look into what is going on here at the other countries and look at, you know, what we could potentially be doing in Russia to create a strategic reserve for Bitcoin going forward. So other countries are looking at what is going on in the United States and how this could create a potential shakeup, right? So a lot of people, all eyes on Trump and the strategic reserve, and it's a highlight of the intersection of innovation and investment. And I think the biggest thing here is that, you know, the price of Bitcoin, we've seen it happen, and or we've seen it cross over 100,000. We've seen it shoot up quickly. We've seen some price fluctuations since then. But let's look at the facts here, right? We have Trump proposing to purchase 200,000 Bitcoin per year. We have Michael Saylor, the Giga Chad himself, keep on purchasing Bitcoin and seeing the amount of his Bitcoin continually raise. And we're seeing companies and everybody from all over the globe to continue to scoop up Bitcoin. So let's actually look and see what some of what MicroStrategy has, or the MicroStrategy total holdings comparatively, right? Because let's see, here we go. So if we look at this chart here, where he has a Satoshi, what he calls it, right? So one Nakamoto is one superpower, right? So we have the spot ETFs with 1 million coins already under assets under or 1 million coins under management. So the United States would not even be up to what the US spot ETFs currently have in the next 5 years, just from purchasing these 200,000 coins per year. So that could be something that accelerates. We have MicroStrategy at nearly just, so you would purchase half of what MicroStrategy has in a single year. And then you would continue to pass that. So by 2026, you know, the United States would theoretically be pushing up on MicroStrategy, and you know, 2027 would theoretically then start to pass them and the amount of Bitcoin that they're holding, right? I mean, they're already halfway there. So 2026, keep going. But we also have the Chinese government, who has a lot of Bitcoin, which I wouldn't be surprised if they start getting it. Some of these other governments start to announce, right? We don't even have Russia on here. They're starting to look into mining and all these other things. So the arms race for Bitcoin, the nation state race, is starting in 2025. The amount of FOMO that's going to be coming into these markets is insurmountable and something that we've never seen before. The amount of money that we've seen being dumped into Bitcoin is something that, you know, we're seeing billions being thrown into Bitcoin every single week with these spot ETFs. Soon we'll start to see billions being thrown in by governments across the globe, and then it'll turn into trillions in the blink of an eye. And all this, the price is still crab walking. We're still sitting at 96,000, just under 97, or just over 97, excuse me. And we're, you know, still kind of floating around that 100K range. So I think it's very interesting that we're not really seeing a huge price appreciation with everything that is going on, all the news that is breaking. You know, maybe we're getting a little bit of a lull here in December after we saw that huge price run up in December, or in November, excuse me. And so, you know, with all this and all this great news, I do think that it's still not highlighting the true power of Bitcoin, the true power of holding your own keys, being your own bank, and, you know, really, really utilizing the power of Bitcoin. And how can you do that? Well, you can hold your own keys. You can stamp it on a metal titanium plate. It's super easy to use. I've seen girls weighing less than 100 pounds being able to stamp their own seed in here very easily. You don't need to get a giant jackhammer. They got a perfectly engineered hammer for you to help protect your generational wealth. You can get it in a full seed place. It'll ship in mid-January for $120. You can use promo code GREENCANDLE for 15% off your entire order. Or you could get a 100K plate if you've already got a hammer and you want to kind of, you know, get something commemorable. There's only going to be 210 of these sold. Would be something cool. You were around for 100K, so why not store your Bitcoin on a stamp seed punch plate so you can keep your generational wealth? And last but not least, if that is something that intimidates you, I've got a way to help you guys out. You can go to thebitcoinway.com/greencandle, and you can set up a free 30-minute consultation for you, your family member, whoever it might be. They are working around the clock, literally. So they've got people in all different time zones. If you need to set up an appointment, they've got somewhere in some opening for you in the next couple of weeks. So be sure to wrangle them in. Say what up to the boys at Bitcoin Way. They can help you make large purchases of Bitcoin. They can help you properly store Bitcoin. They can help you make sure that your computer is safe from any potential cyber attacks. And lastly, if you're looking for a Plan B passport, they can help you out with that too. So they can help you out with a bunch of different things. And one thing that they can help you do is get your Bitcoin and store it for your generational wealth. So, you know, we're seeing governments across the globe start to look into Bitcoin, start to get into it. We've seen Russia going heavy into mining, heavy into potentially bringing a Bitcoin strategic reserve and then utilizing it for international trade. The game theory of Bitcoin is starting to play out. So buckle up, folks, because 2025 is going to be a big year. So make sure to hit that like button, smash the subscribe button, and I will see you guys all at the next one.